This is the Music History Today podcast for April 26th. On today's show, Studio 54 opens, the count passes away, and the band waltzes for the last time. First up, though, on this date in 1913, the event that inspired the song Little Mary Fagin happened when Mary Fagin's body was found in a pencil factory in Atlanta, Georgia. In 1957, Larry Williams recorded the song Short Fat Fanny. In 1962, Sam Cooke recorded the song Having a Party. In 1977, the famed disco nightclub Studio 54 opened in Manhattan, New York. And we go more in-depth into the history of that nightclub on the Music History In-Depth podcast, which dropped as of, well, right now. In 1978, Martin Scorsese's documentary about the band's final concert, The Last Waltz, opened in movie theaters. In 1982, Rod Stewart was mugged on Hollywood Boulevard in Los Angeles. And in 2021, a pair of Kanye's Nike Air Yeezy One Prototypes training sneakers sold for $1.8 million at a private auction. Why? I couldn't even begin to tell you. In classical music, in 1835, Frédéric Chopin premiered his piece Grand Polonaise Brillante, and in 1936, Dmitri Shostakovich finished writing his Fourth Symphony. In theater, in 1947, the musical Bless the Bride opened in London, England. In 1967, the musical Hallelujah, Baby opened on Broadway. In 1969, the musical George M. closed on Broadway. In 1970, the Stephen Sondheim musical Company opened on Broadway. In 1992, the musical Grand Hotel closed on Broadway. And in 1992, the musical Jelly's Last Jam opened on Broadway. In award ceremonies that were held on April 26th, in 1988, Randy Travis was among the big winners at the Nashville Network Viewer's Choice Awards. Albums that were released on April 26th include in 1970 when the Supremes released Right On, in 1980 X released Los Angeles, in 1982 Bucks Fizz released Are You Ready, and Paul McCartney released Tug of War. In 1983, Weird Al Yankovic released his self-titled album. In 1985, The Hooters released Nervous Night. In 1988, K.D. Lang released Shadowland. Honeymoon Suite released Racing After Midnight. And Frank Zappa released Guitar. In 1989, Richard Marx released Repeat Offender. In 1991, the Bodines released Black and White, and Luther Vandross released Power of Love. In 1993, The Fall released The Infotainment Scan. In 1994, Johnny Cash released American Recordings. Live released Throwing Copper, their huge album. Fleetwood Mac released In Chicago 1969, and Jimi Hendrix released Blues. In 1999, Children of Bodom released Hate Breeder. In 2004, the Rolling Stones released singles 1963 to 1965. In 2005, New Order released Waiting for the Siren's Call. Cream released Gold. Joni Mitchell released Songs of a Prairie Girl. And Bruce Springsteen released Devils and Dust. In 2006, Soul Asylum released Closer to the Stars, Best of the Twin Tone Years. In 2011, Steve Earle released I'll Never Get Out of This World Alive, and the Rolling Stones released singles 1971 to 2006. And in 2013, Chad and Jeremy released Three in the Attic, and Deep Purple released Now What? Singles that were released on April 26th include in 1964 when Dionne Warwick released Walk On By. In 1965, Chad and Jeremy released Before and After, and Roger Miller released Engine, Engine No. 9. In 1969, the Monkees did a twofer. They released Someday Man and Listen to the Band. In 1972, Alice Cooper released School's Out, and America released I Need You. In 1985, Katrina and the Waves released Walking on Sunshine. In 1986, John Mellencamp, then known as John Cougar Mellencamp, released Rain on the Scarecrow. In 1990, Phil Collins released Do You Remember? In 1999, Coldplay released Brothers and Sisters. And in 2019, Taylor Swift released Me. Before we go any further, we'd like to tell you that there is now a Music History in Depth podcast where we go more in depth on a few of the events that happen in music history for that particular week. The Music History in Depth podcast runs every Tuesday on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts from, as does our Music Halls of Fame podcast, which talks about a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame along with other Music Halls of Fame, museums, and walks of fame. The Music Halls of Fame podcast drops every Thursday and can also be found on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts. Now, back to this podcast. Artists who were born on April 26 include guitarist Duane Eddy, producer Giorgio Moroder, singer Bobby Rydell, Gary Wright of Spooky Tooth, keyboardist Mike Finnegan, Neol Davies of The Selector, T-Boz Watkins of TLC, Joey Jordison of Slipknot, blues singer extraordinaire Miss Ma Rainey, blues singer Johnny Shines, jazz guitarist Jorgen Ingman, singer Mate Martinez, singer Avant, Chris Mars of The Replacements, Roger Taylor of Duran Duran, Bucky Wilkin of Ronnie and the Daytonas, Maurice Williams of Maurice Williams and the Zodiacs, and singer Claudine Clark. Artists who unfortunately passed away on April 26th include composer Christoph Wallenser, who passed away in 1648 at the age of 79. Composer George Lutner passed away in 1703 at the age of 58. Composer Carl von Schenkendorf passed away in 1785 at the age of 40. Composer Bernardo Ottani passed away in 1827 at the age of 90. The father of Adolf Sax, the inventor of the saxophone, musician Charles J. Sax, passed away in 1865 at the age of 74. Composer Pietro Platania passed away in 1907 at the age of 79. Composer Hans Sommer passed away in 1922 at the age of 84. Composer Josef Labor passed away in 1924 at the age of 82. Composer John Carpenter passed away in 1951 at the age of 75. Composer Margaret Bonds, who was also a pianist and arranger, passed away in 1972 at the age of 59. Film composer Bronislaw Kaper passed away in 1983 at the age of 81. Jazz band leader and pianist, the legendary Count Basie, passed away in 1984 at the age of 79. Director Francis Ford Coppola's father, composer Carmine Coppola, passed away in 1991 at the age of 80. Composer Leo Arnaud passed away in 1991 at the age of 86. Composer Hans Holleva passed away in 1991 at the age of 85. Composer Manuel Enriquez passed away in 1994 at the age of 67. Singer Gene Ames of the Ames Brothers passed away in 1997 at the age of 73. Adrian Borland of the group The Sound passed away in 1999 at the age of 41. Jazz violinist Fiddler Williams passed away in 2004 at the age of 96. Singer-songwriter Phoebe Snow passed away in 2011 at the age of 60. Country music singer-songwriter George Jones passed away in 2013 at the age of 81. Saxophonist and singer Charles Neville of the Neville Brothers passed away in 2018 at the age of 79. And recording engineer and producer Al Schmidt passed away in 2021 at the age of 91. Next time on the Music History Today podcast, it is April 27th, when in 2000, popular disco singer and actress Vicki Sue Robinson, who sang the hit song Turn the Beat Around, passed away from cancer at the age of 45.